I'm Christopher Purdy. I'm joined with clarinetist and conductor and musician and artist Antoine Clark, who is the founder and music director of the McConnell Arts Center Chamber Orchestra. And today we are going to talk about James DePriest. I think he's the highest profiled conductor we've discussed in our past few weeks.
Yes, I believe so.
James DePriest died in 2013. He was born in 1936 in Philadelphia, and he had a very distinguished ancestor. His aunt was the great contralto Marian Anderson. But you know, the one thing that surprised me about James DePriest is when he was a very young man, he was conducting in Thailand and he got stricken with polio. Mm-hmm. And he spent the next 50 years in a wheelchair. Didn't stop him at all.
Did not.
Tell me about him as a musician.
Of the people that we've discussed, I think James DePriest is probably one of the strongest in terms of music making. When I listen to his recordings, when I watch him conduct, there's just a calmness in his demeanor and his music making that you can really hear in the music. I wouldn't want to say that his lack of mobility causes that, but I do think there's something about him not being frantic and showy. You know, sometimes conductors are just all over the podium, and it allows the musicians to really come together and listen to each other. Because his technique is so, he has such great economy in his technique.
Not only did he become paralyzed in 1962, but 2 years after that, he won the gold medal in the Dimitri Mitropoulos International Conducting Competition and then became an assistant to Leonard Bernstein at the New York Philharmonic. He also, for many years, was the music director of the Oregon Symphony. And that, he put them on the map, didn't he, that orchestra?
Yes, he did. The orchestra... You know, in his tenure there, he was able to expand the orchestra from like maybe 60 or so players up to 75. He helped the pay. They went from $9,000 a year to $20,000. And since he was so versatile in many subjects, one of them being economy or economics, he was even able to help the budget.
They said after he got sick and when he was in the competition, they said, well, we can write him off, and he won. So that's all right. He became the assistant conductor to Antal Doraty at the National Symphony in Washington and then became music director there until 1974. And he also was music director in Quebec and in Monte Carlo. So the guy got around. For somebody, especially in a wheelchair, talent took him everywhere, didn't it?
It did.
Here he is conducting a selection from Respighi's Roman Festivals, James DePriest conducting the Oregon Symphony. James DePriest conducting his orchestra, the Oregon Symphony, in a selection from the Roman Festivals by Ottorino Respighi. Now, Antoine, what you're a conductor yourself, and you're a young conductor, when you are forging ahead with your career, are you modeling yourself even as a trajectory on anybody else?
Well, there's so many great examples of great conductors, and everyone's career comes about in different ways. But I can take away from the people that we've talked about that I need to be a person that is engaged in my community. I need to really try to take every opportunity possible to conduct literature, diverse literature, opera, symphonies, and that I need to really be, really smart about what I'm doing. These gentlemen are very, very bright people.
And they were also entrepreneurial, yeah. All of them, which you are too. Often Dean Dixon founded three orchestras so he could conduct.
Definitely. Well, you have to make the opportunities work for you, and I think for example, James DePriest, as well as Dixon, they realized that they had to maybe go to Europe and cut their teeth there to get the experiences they needed.
James DePriest was an African American who was in a wheelchair. So, and for some people at that time, it was a double strike. What do you think kept him going?
Probably his love of music and his love of people, and that he knew that music was bigger than just his condition.
He conducted all over the world. At the time of his death, he was a recent recipient of the National Medal for the Arts. As I said, he died in 2013, and his death made the front page of the New York Times and was greatly mourned. Here he is once again conducting music from Gabriel Fauré's Pelléas et Mélisande. Heart. Let's talk about heart. You got it or you ain't? Is it like that?
Well, I think so. I think anyone who is doing this, their motivation is either selfish or they actually really care about people. And you can't hide that. And the ones that really do care, they inspire others. They inspire the musicians and their orchestras. They give their best. So I don't think you can fake that.
Antoine Clark is founder and music director of the McConnell Arts Center Chamber Orchestra. Go to his concerts. And thank you very much for talking to us today about James DePriest. And everybody check him out, too, on YouTube and wherever you can find the music making of James DePriest. Thank you, Antoine.
Thank you.